Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is mostly sunny across Israel, with pleasant temperatures making it a perfect day to be outside. In Tel Aviv, expect a bright afternoon, while Jerusalem enjoys mild sunshine. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, a top Hamas aide involved in hostage-taking was killed in a strike on Khan Yunis, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Axios is reporting that the United States is moving military resources to Israel. This hints at a possible expansion of operations involving Iran. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF has detained several Israelis. They were found near the Syrian border after crossing earlier today. Separately, U.S. plans to send more refueling planes to Israel, according to Axios. This move comes ahead of a potential escalation involving Iran. And finally, I24NEWS_EN confirms that the United States is bolstering its military presence in Israel with additional refueling aircraft. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted just minutes ago a massive fire has erupted in Sulaymaniyah. This follows Iranian bombardment of American and Kurdish targets in Iraq. Ihab Hassan, a regional observer, wrote moments ago about a violent incident in the West Bank. He alleges that Israeli settlers attacked two Palestinian children. Middle East 24, a regional news account, reported earlier that Syria has officially labeled Hezbollah a terrorist militia. This marks a significant shift in regional alliances. Let's go deeper. Starting with a targeted strike in Khan Yunis. Times of Israel reports that Anas Mahmoud Ahmad Hamdan, a Hamas aide, was killed. He was connected to senior commanders and previously held Israeli captive Avera Mengistu. This strike underscores ongoing tensions and Israel's focus on high-value targets within Hamas. Turning to the news about U.S. military movements, Axios highlights that the U.S. is preparing for potential escalation with Iran. The deployment of refueling planes suggests a readiness for extended operations. This indicates a shift in U.S. strategy, potentially impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Israeli civilians crossing into Syria raises security concerns. The IDF's response highlights the complexities of border security in the Golan Heights. The region remains sensitive, with increased military vigilance likely. Connecting these stories, the U.S. refueling planes to Israel align with fears of regional conflict. As Axios notes, this could facilitate larger-scale operations. Such moves reflect heightened military coordination between Israel and the U.S., signaling potential action against Iranian interests. Turning to business and markets. First, Abigail Weissman, a young entrepreneur, caused a stir at Dizengoff Center with her hair product launch. According to Israel Hayom Business, her brand attracted over 1,000 visitors, showcasing the power of youthful innovation in Israel. Separately, Globes reports that a U.S. chipmaker is in advanced talks to acquire Halo. This Israeli AI chipmaker, once valued at over $1 billion, is negotiating a sale for much less. This reflects challenges in the tech sector, but also opportunities for strategic acquisitions. And finally, CTech explores the current dominance of AI discussions in the financial sector. BlackRock and Blackstone executives are questioning whether the profits will follow as AI continues to be a major focus. This highlights the ongoing debate about the future of technology investments in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.